Order, order.
This is the New Zealand Parliament, and members of this Parliament have the right to ask questions within standing orders.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, ending attempts by the government's Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, to shield his junior caucus colleague, David Bennett, from questions like this one on Thursday from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
This question, Mr. Speaker, is to the chairperson of the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee. Did he discuss who would be invited to the financial review of ACC for the 2007-08 year with the Minister for ACC before the meeting of the 12th of March? If so, what was the date of that discussion?
David Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, as I am aware, there were no invitations given to that meeting, but it was agreed upon that the Minister would attend that meeting due to the reconfiguration of that board at that time, and the Minister's input was very valuable at that meeting.
Supplementary.
Honourable Trevor Mallard.
In light of his answer, how can he reconcile that answer, that no invitations were issued, with a statement in this House by the Minister that he was invited by himself, David Bennett?
David Bennett.
Point of order,
the Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
The Chairman of the Select Committee has no responsibility for any comments made anywhere by the Minister for ACC. It's a most unreasonable question.
It was one of 10 questions that Mr. Mallard set down this week for answer by David Bennett in his attempt to prove that ACC Minister Nick Smith misled the House by saying that Mr. Bennett invited him to attend ACC's annual financial review, at which the committee would normally hear from the Chairman and Chief Executive. While Trevor Mallard continued to stalk Dr. Smith, his leader, Phil Goff, launched an attack on Internal Affairs Minister Richard Wirth with this question for the Prime Minister, John Key.
Did Dr. Wirth, in promoting aviation training in New Zealand, in which he had personal commercial interests, while speaking in India as a minister, meet all of the conflict of interest requirements set out in the Cabinet Manual? If not, in which respect did he fall short of the required standards?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, as I said yesterday, I think it was unwise for Dr. Wirth to not have resigned from the New Zealand Aviation Company when he embarked on that trip to India. That left him open to a perception of conflict of interest. I do not believe that there was a real conflict of interest for Dr. Wirth, or he set out to make pecuniary gain, but nevertheless he opened himself up to the perception of one.
Labour's pursuit of Dr. Wirth was taken up by Pete Hodgson, who asked him if it was correct that he and his party had been given ministerial fast-track assistance at airports.
Yes, I did receive facilitation at airports. I'm not certain that it was every airport, and some members of the ITG also received similar facilitation as members of that travelling team that I was chairing.
Dr. Wirth also faced this question from Pete Hodgson.
Why did he tamper with his own Wikipedia entry earlier this week? And does he intend to take the advice Wikipedia gave him yesterday afternoon that he should consult Wikipedia's conflict of interest guidelines?
Although Pete Hodgson's question was ruled out, the Wikipedia entry was tabled, while there was a similar move on Wednesday to table another part of the internet in the chamber.
Now, leave has been sought to table a Twitter statement. Is there any objection to that document being tabled? There is objection. There is objection.
The request had come from the Prime Minister.
I seek leave to table David Cunliffe's Twitter statement where he says that he should be given more chances to answer questions in the House. I'd kick their proverbials if I was given more of a chance. And if he isn't given a chance...
Order, order,
he should possibly...
Order, Minister. Order.
But David Cunliffe denied having an account with Twitter.
I have never sent a tweet, and I have never even, to my knowledge, received a tweet. So whoever it was that has made this statement, it could not have been me, and I leave it to members, Mr. Speaker, to surprise who may be behind this jack-up.
Yeah.
Order.
Also this week, on Thursday, a bill closing a loophole that could have been exploited by convicted child sex offenders on parole was put through audit stages with the agreement of all parties, despite a report from the Attorney General that it was inconsistent with protections in the Bill of Rights Act against double jeopardy, retroactive penalties and arbitrary detention. Parliament resumes on Tuesday at 2. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.